day. The baby has to come along and play. Well, you drank like you never drank. Well, I believe that you forgot about the bank. But it's there is on a vagabond wheel. Baby, you have to steal all your meals. Live in the city with no bridges out. Go to the mainland on your vessel of doubt. Hit me, hit me, hit me, no.
That is Vancouver's History of Gunpowder. I say Vancouver, I mean they're actually from Montreal, but they moved to Vancouver for some bizarre reason. Anyway, that I saw them at the Wise Hall on two Saturdays ago. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, they a great band. I saw them at the Rio. I would say the Rio gig was a little more energetic. Definitely a bit more room on stage for them to jump about, and they do jump about on stage, that's for sure. And I know they were playing at the Jazz Festival last summer, and I know that because two of the band members came to the Millie Hong Jam at the Granville Island stage where I was volunteering. And so on the third night, I brought my guitar and got up and jammed with two guys from House of Prog, the drummer, whose name I forget, and the saxophone player, Mike Allen. Excuse me. And we got up with Josie and a couple of other people and had a great old time. In fact, I would go to say that that jam kind of back in like end of June inspired me to get my band back up and running, so I felt more inspiration. Silly me, left my guitar there. I was coming back the next day, but I walked away and left my guitar at the side of the stage in its case, and then got about a quarter of the way home and realized I was missing something. So yeah. Anyway, what did we have? So you heard Buenos Aires from the History of Gunpowder from the Epileptic Volume 1. That came out last year. Not quite sure where. I've got it in my hand. It's not very well designed. I can't read it. It's very small. And but anyway, they're an interesting band. A big band. They were on the gig at the White Hall. I believe it was like the Dusty Flowerpot people. And with Balkan Smalkan, who is led by my good friend Mr. Ashton Corey Sweet, who was originally back in my band as a baritone sax player back in the day. So he, we have some connection there. And so it was good, good. Balkan Smalkan, I've never seen before. And they were good. They got the crowd going. I would say the crowd was a little more friendly to Balkan Smalkan than History of Gunpowder. Slightly different vibe. But a good match. Because you want that in when you're putting on a gig. And then lots of acrobatics and dancing and all that kind of silly business that goes on at those kind of gigs. Alright, so in that set also you heard from some classic Edgar Broughton band Call Me a Liar from 1971. Highway Freak Ticket from the Turtle Compilation Volume 1 that came out in 1996. A track called Sleeping Giant, and then Anvil's classic Paint It Black. I think I already mentioned about that. So we've added our Canadian content. I think we're well over our 33% or whatever it is that is. And the reason why we're playing a bit more Canadian content from now on the show is because we are going out on CJSF Radio, which is my old alma mater from Simon Fraser University. And so I've been talking to the folks up there, and they need programming after 10 o'clock for some weird bizarre reason, they can't get in or out of the building that they're in. And they're in a new building. When I was up there in the 80s, and up until actually not too long ago, they were in the TC Center up at SFU, which had an open door to the outside world. But in the new building, which is much more comfortable inside, but they can't get in or out for some reason after 10 o'clock. And the reason is too bizarre to go into, but yeah. So they need programming to go on air after 10, and between 10 and 8, I believe so. And that's 8 a.m. So this will be going out on Tuesday. So if you're listening and you're in Vancouver, 90.1 FM CGSF, hello to you. And this is DJ Ian in Vancouver, and we do have been doing this show on thehouseofprog.com for about 4 years now, and so I decided to approach CGSF a while back, and we're going to go out on the air, which I thought was amazing. When I was at their SFU, we didn't have FM, we were just on FM cable. We made the transition from to FM cable, and I did remember sitting in front of the CRTC and with our very first FM application, and it got turned down. And I won't say why, but I know why. No, I don't. Yes, well, you know, that's a different story for a different time. Let's get back into the music. Back in 1987, before dub was kind of big, I would say. Yeah, maybe. Before Portishead, at least. And, you know, all that stuff. There was a band called Dub Syndicate. And here's a track from them from a compilation album called Pay It All Back Volume 2. Now, I believe this was on Network Records somehow, made it to Network, who were huge in the 80s with bands like Grapes of Wrath and a few others. And I think they got bought out by Capitol or distributed by Capitol or something like that. But I think this was on Network. Anyway, this is Dub Syndicate and No Alternative But To Fight right here on Transatlantic Express.
Number one, fire.
Number one, fire.
Shut up.
That is brand new Magnum from the brand new album. The album's called Here Comes the Rain. It's put out at the end of 2023. And the track is called Borderline. Hope you enjoyed that one. Yeah, a little bit of brand new Magnum. Now, Magnum, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, are a band I thought they were pretty well, you know, done. But apparently they're still alive and well. Apart from the bass player who passed away, sadly, on January the 7th and from some kind of spinal illness. And so they've had to cancel a tour that they were planning to do in the spring of this year. So, but we played a few tracks from them, from that new album. I really like them. I mean, they've found that kind of interesting place between kind of prog rock and good old classic rock, without going too overly poppy like so many bands have done over the years. And I think they kind of retain that kind of, I don't know, there's something about it that just doesn't, it's not overly, you know, popular. I'll get that word out. Anyway, it's not overly kind of, you know, it's pop. Yeah, there you go. That's the word I'm looking for. Righty, also in there, definitely not pop, is Necro Weasel, and a track from them, another one from them that just came out the first week of January 2024, a track from their new album, Brave New World. a track called You Chose to Close Your Eyes, Necro Weasel, from the country that has the highest population of heavy metal bands in the world, from what I understood. The stuff you read on Facebook. Anyway, and that, of course, is Finland. And I had the pleasure of seeing a band from Finland with The Who back in October, middle of October. The lovely Denise and I went down to Bellingham to the amazing Mount Baker Theatre and watched The Who. And I forget the name of the band from Finland that I saw, but they were in the Eurovision Song Contest, so they had a bit of a following, and they were very loud. And so I can't remember who exactly it was. And then starting that side off, you heard Dub Syndicate, just to change gears a little bit, from 1987, and something called No Alternative But to Fight. Just one of those weird things that I have in my collection. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. This is wrapping up this very different edition of the show. And a big hello and thank you to anyone who's listening on CJSF, SFU Student Radio. As I've been mentioning throughout the show, we are now broadcasting on CJSF. I believe 10 till midnight on Tuesday. So, yeah, big hello to you there. If you're listening on Tuesday, this is not live, but we were live on Fridays. And one more mention, if you are listening on Tuesday, the 30th of January, my band, Mr. M and the All-Nighters, are playing at Lana Lou's on Thursday night. That's February the 1st. Come and see us. $12 at the door. $10 in advance through the website, MrMandTheAllNighters.rocks. Thanks for listening. We're going to leave you in the trusted hands of Mr. Julian Cope. And, you know, when he was gone solo. We'll be back next week, 12 till 2, live on the House of Prog. Right here, and then we'll go from there and see what comes up. You never know what's going to happen. Have a great week, everybody. Adios, hasta pronto, sayonara, and I'll see you later.
Yeah, he's a rider. He's a rider.